you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Everybody, Craig Peters on the show earlier today. In case you missed that, check it out in the podcast. Craig's always funny and prepared.
J.R. Browse going to join us tomorrow.
Frank Caliendo on Thursday and Joe Coy in the studio on Friday. Stay online Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. You can download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Also, that website get you tickets to our live event. We're having Sumter Amphitheater in Papillion on September 4th. That's a Saturday night outside of Omaha. If you live outside the area, one of our affiliates or somewhere else in the country you want to visit, please come up. It's only $20 to start. And food, booze, a couple of live podcasts. Our friends Blue House, great band, are going to play live. And Nick and Richard Reese are both going to do a comedy set. And Lewis Black and also
Frank Caliendo.
Yeah.
$20, airfare not included.
Yeah, no.
Our accommodations.
Yeah. There's hotels all around that area in case you want to drive up.
Or I can put you up. I got room.
Right. I heard some asshat from Jersey's even coming in.
Is he? That's right. Yeah. James coming up, right? Cool.
Really?
Yeah, he's coming in.
Nice.
Man. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
Yeah, you think that now.
I do. I do think that now.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the only asshat from Jersey, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, besides the one we work with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He won't even be the only asshat.
Right. He just left the room. That's right.
He just went back up the hall to his office.
Our boss is from Jersey. Asshat.
So, further proof that.
If he just left, if there wasn't a delay, he might have missed that. That's quick.
Social media, specifically Facebook. Is spying on me again.
Yeah, they are.
I was just reading about this yesterday.
Isn't it crazy?
I was just reading about, and then ads start popping up for, and who the hell wants any of this? It is non-alcoholic gin. Without the alcohol.
Yeah. No.
That sounds awful.
It's one of the reasons that's one of the few alcohols I just do not like the taste of at all.
No.
It tastes like perfume to me.
Taste of gin is what ruins gin.
Right.
So you get that, and no alcohol.
Right.
No. If you could take the taste out of the gin and still keep the alcohol, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be better. That's called vodka.
Pretty much.
Basically.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I had no idea there was any demand for that.
No.
I like this gin a lot more if there wasn't so much alcohol in it. What?
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
It's like scotch. I don't think I'll ever be sophisticated enough to enjoy scotch.
Yeah, I've done that before. I've tried to sip one out. Like I see, I got a friend of mine who can drink that, but it just sucks.
I've been told that you need people who know scotch to kind of introduce you in the right way, to give you this one to lead you there. But it's, nah. Yeah.
Or until we get a scotch endorsement deal.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll drink that.
Then we'll love it.
Oh, yeah. We'll love that. Mr. Evans.
What's on this date in 2009, former Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash and drummer Steve Adler both received a restraining order against the same woman. The woman had been pursuing Adler, claiming that they were long-lost lovers who'd met in rehab in the early 90s and had made multiple appeals to Slash and members of his family, hoping that they would connect her with Adler.
Oh, so can you imagine those calls? Hey, your crazy bitch is getting a hold of me.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
No, it's your crazy bitch getting a hold of me.
Right.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs keeping the name, retiring the mascot.
The horse. The horse is
war paint.
Yeah. Are you going to bitch about that on social media?
Yeah, I'm real pissed.
I love that they jumped out ahead and said, we're not changing the name. We'll get rid of the horse. But they're going to keep the chop.
I don't think they'll ever be able to get rid of the chow.
That's the audience. Yeah.
The mascot was named War Paint,
right,
by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
You can see getting rid of that.
Yeah. Well, they're getting rid of the horse altogether. They're not even just rebranding the horse last night.
They have previously banned fans from wearing Native American headwear and garb. It comes just after.
Yeah, you
had to
throw
out
a couple headdresses, didn't you?
I remember doing that when I was in elementary school.
Oh, wearing the headdress.
Yeah.
The thing about, we've always said this, I think you guys kind of agreed, the Chiefs and Braves does come off as a more of a proud thing than Indians and Redskins. But you go down that route, they will eventually change those names. I mean, Daniel Snyder said, write it down in stone, we will never change the Redskins' name. Bang, 3 years later. Sorry, we're changing the name.
But everybody knew he was wrong when he said that.
I know, but the Chiefs came out yesterday after the Indians thing with the Guardians and finally said, we're not changing the name. Braves said the same thing.
They said they're trying to, market everything internationally.
Right.
And you would with somebody like Mahomes.
Right.
How many Ditka Chief fans are going to show up at a tailgate with a horse? Oh, I'm going to bring my war paint.
Do you see, there's something going around social media that said there's some hospital, I think it's in like Scotland or somewhere, that there's a horse, like a like a full-size horse that will go like soothe patients.
Really?
I didn't even know if it didn't even really look real.
Does it get inside the door?
No, I guess it like picks which patient it wants to go to. It'll like put its hoof on the door and then go to, they're like soothe that patient. I think that would be not soothing at all. You have a giant horse right next to you?
Yeah, I'd be freaked out.
No, it seems more like it's choosing the ones that are going to die.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, it's going to kill.
The horse
people
of death.
Like horses. Yeah. People who are scared of dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't bring that nasty golden retriever in here.
Yeah, but things like this have changed so fast. I remember the Chiefs I used to have a poster of Derek Thomas on my wall.
Yeah.
And he was in the full garb.
The headdress.
He had the chest protector, the headdress, everything.
And did you take that down before you left the cubicle last week?
I just had it up. I'd taken the Bo Jackson poster down a long time ago. So I was on the verge of just being like, I'm out.
You want to leave it there, right? You miss it? You're not working anymore.
No, it was weird yesterday. So
first day.
I just drove by the turn. I would have taken to get to the pharmacy.
And you flipped it off. Did you flip off the turn? I know you did. You flipped off the turn. Of course you did.
It was weird being at home, though. It was like, hey.
There's an exit from my hometown out to Pittsburgh on the turnpike. The second wife, the bitch that my dad married and then divorced her because she was crazy and a horrible person. She lived off one of these exits near Pittsburgh. And every time we'd drive out there, he would just flip off that exit.
Nice.
And we were driving out there for a Steeler game. My son was like 10 years old, and he remembered that. So we've done the drive a few times since then, and my son just flips it off too now. He just flips off this woman's exit, So that's what I'm thinking you're going to do with
that family tradition.
Yeah. Tradition. You're going to flip off that turn. Yeah. For like years. I used to work there. Screw you. Yeah.
This is the same crazy bitch that put a fish in your dad's car while he was visiting you?
Dead fish.
Yeah. Dead fish, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, eventually.
Yeah, any fish thrown in a car is not going to last long.
Have you thought about returning the favor?
I don't care about her.
Okay, good. Yeah.
She's still alive?
I don't know.
He doesn't care.
I hope she's not, actually.
You said, I hope she's not?
I hope she's not.
Oh.
Yeah, hope she's not alive.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
I
hope she's dead.
It is weird how like people could be spouse of your parents are such a huge part of your life, and then once they split up, they're just gone.
This wasn't mine. This is a woman my dad married for about 6-8 months, and I was living here already.
Oh,
so I didn't like her and never liked her.
This is the one you actually gave him the "we could just leave now" speech at the wedding, right?
At the wedding, yeah. Outdoors at her, she had a spread out in the middle of the mountain, basically out there. I stood there. I said, Dad, we can get out of here and drive back home. It's about 2.5 hours back to my hometown. And he told me years later that he wished he would have gotten a car and left with me, which I still would have loved that story because my sisters and the girl I brought with me, I had a girlfriend at the time that I brought back home with me from Omaha, and she was there at the reception, and I would have left.
They would have all just been sitting there.
And this is pre-cell phone, too. So they had no idea where we were left, and I would have left.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to go. He actually told me he thought about it seriously at that point. It'd have been that's a movie.
Yeah.
Was he courteous enough to make you the same offer?
No, he liked my wife.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
Completely though. Different.
No, he just told me there's no Coors Light, remember?
Yeah. There would have been a bunch of dudes.
I remember. I was right there.
Yeah, you were there.
I overheard the conversation.
There would have been dudes who had like been dragged along to that wedding that there was no ceremony, no reception. Oh, it's over?
Yeah.
Great.
Let's get
go
out
home.
Here. Right.
So that guy out of Idaho, David Rush, has broken a couple more Guinness World Records. He's got more than 200 of them. The latest one was he broke a record by balancing a chair on his chin for more than an hour.
That's tough. Did he get a break? I hate these five-minute break records.
I didn't look at it.
He probably did hold up for an hour.
And this is out of his wheelhouse. Most of the ones this guy does are in a minute.
Right.
Like, whatever you can do in a minute.
Yeah. He didn't have time for anything else. He's
this way he had a chair on his chin for an hour.
This guy sucks.
I got something you can balance on your chin for an hour, Craig, if you'd like.
Well, right. I don't know. Balancing is it.
Yeah, no. And he ain't going to take an hour.
They say resting. Resting.
Right. He had another
rest
one.
Rest your chin for an hour if you want it.
He had another one as well, another Guinness World Record recently. He used a sword to slice 74 tossed kiwi fruits in 1 minute while standing on a Swiss ball.
Man, he's obviously got some stupid talent, but it's
he
stupid.
Said that was one of the most difficult things he's done.
Yeah.
You know who hates this guy is the Boise TV news people because they are forced to report on every one of his stupid records.
This jackass again. You're right.
Did it
they
again.
Are.
Now he's wearing all the pants.
This effer.
That's probably
I'm
a whole
fascinated by all these things that they're even records in the first place.
I know.
Yeah.
That's probably
but
a whole
is that one he broke or just invented?
Apparently he broke
the kiwi one.
That one. Yeah, he must have broken that one.
That's a good question, Nick. How do you go about, you can break records that are already established, but how do you go about establishing a record?
You have to ask them if it's okay.
Do you have to commission them first and say, I'm going to do this? It's like, will that make the book?
There's some acrobat / circus performer that could break that chin record if he wanted to. He probably thinks this is stupid.
And I think that the same person could do the stand on a ball and slice kiwis thing.
Right.
That kiwi one is pretty impressive.
Yeah,
even if you're not standing on
it. You got to hit him, right? Hit the kiwi,
could
right?
Could break that chin record is Bill Cower.
He's got a big chin.
He could put a recliner on there.
Got a big chin.
For about a month.
Hall of Famer Bill Cower coming up.
Right.
Or maybe Leno. Yeah. Leno could give him a run.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm still balancing the chair.
Add that to your repertoire.
Yeah. You should.
That's just as good as all of Tyler's impressions.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
There's an outside chance the U.S. population could shrink for the first time ever.
All right.
According to the
Way
Wall
to
Street
go
Journal.
Abortion, man.
Well, it's actually COVID death rates, immigration restrictions, and persistently low birth rates.
Abortion.
Yeah, but the idiots are all sticking around.
Yeah, you're right, because
they're not going anywhere.
No, they're not. I saw the story about, I guess, Mississippi officially asked Roe v. Wade to be overturned. I said, that's what we need, more Mississippians.
Yes.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
That's all they had to do is ask?
Well, eventually, because the Supreme Court's going to say no. And like 22 states will probably go no abortion.
In half of U.S. states, more people died than were born in 2020. In 2019, it was just five states.
Now, Bill Maher was not talking about he wanted people to die, but he also was talking that there's no problem with us having less people. The world is overpopulated.
Right.
And we're just raping the earth. So I think having 10, 5, 10, 7, 8, 12 kids is probably not something you should do just for the future of the world.
Yeah. When you hear the story about birth rates dropping, they say it like it's a bad thing.
They do. That was, I don't know if you saw the same thing.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, Bill Maher actually addressed that. He didn't wish death on anybody. He just thought it's a good news when we have less people.
Yeah, but having no kids or not having or having one, it's fine.
It is fine. Yes,
fine.
It is fine.
It's not a bad thing.
Right.
Every type of U.S. county, from very rural to very urban, saw a decrease in births per death in the second half of the 2010s.
Good.
Yeah, nobody's worried
about
it.
You're right. It's always made up like it's a bad thing.
Running out of people.
Well, it's a bad thing for Social Security.
It will be, right. It definitely will be.
Which is why we need people coming in. Immigrants.
That's immigrants.
We need immigrants so that I can get my Social Security.
Yeah, that's obvious we need that, but tell an old white guy who's pissed off about immigrants.
Yeah, they don't get the math on that.
No, they don't because they're dumb.
Yeah, but we don't need any more.
Sorry, I'm tired. The math says let them in, let them pay taxes, and let them pay in Social Security.
Right.
And then you can retire.
Thank you.
But that they don't get that.
I forget.
Well,
where she's
brown.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
They don't. I
always forget about that. They're brown.
Olympic marathoner. I read the other day, and I forget where she's from, but she is one of 32 children.
Jeez.
Wow.
So she just had to run to get to the dinner table first.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's got to be some combining there. There's no way.
The same woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Yeah. That'd just be a
it's possible, but that's
water
not...
slide.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How do they do the Olympic marathon? They just...
like another baby.
They run 26.2 miles.
Do they have like, a qualifying and then you have to run more than one marathon in the Olympics?
No.
No, it's just the one.
No, I think you make it. And there's just finals. I don't know if they have trials. They have trials beforehand, probably.
Oh, beforehand, right.
And 26.2, I think.
Make it.
Represent your team. Okay, this lady's out of Kenya. She has 31 siblings. Her dad had 4 wives.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's split
up. So the mom has had some help.
Yeah, that's split up amongst 4 women.
Who knew? That's still an average of 8.
Yeah. Yeah, dad's still been busy.
That's so many kids. I mean, like, Dad, it's my birthday. Real original. How many birthdays we have this month?
I think it blows me away as a marathoner from Kenya. Who figured?
Yeah.
And she only won by 8 seconds. She was a very close margin. 2 hours, 27 minutes, 23 seconds. God, that's fast.
Isn't that amazing?
How many miles is that?
26.2.
Yeah, she'd have to run that a few times to get to 500. But I would walk 500 miles
and I would walk 500 more. She probably could. That's the thing.
Right. It's a little...
The next time you go to the gym.
Nick's getting my signals now. Good job, brother.
Get on the treadmill and set it at 12.5 miles an hour.
Nope.
And do that for 2.5 hours.
Nope.
Incredible.
Nope. It is incredible.
Yeah, I wanted to mention 500 miles earlier when that guy said 5,000 to the bathroom, but right. I didn't know if it was loaded up.
I loaded it back up. It's been a while.
Yeah, that doing a marathon at that pace may be one of the most impressive athletic feats.
I think it is, too.
I mean, just because the endurance that it takes.
I think. Not just finishing it, like any jackass can do. I don't want to do it, but back in the day, I probably could have done it if I just did it, trained for it, and did it.
Right.
But... finishing is one thing because you can stop, walk, run a little bit further. Because I know a couple guys have finished
but
marathons.
But doing it that fast.
That fast is crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's a race.
I saw a dude on Facebook that I grew up with did a 15-kilometer swim.
What?
Yeah.
Did he doggy paddle
insane.
At all? Even then, he had the doggy paddle
just
a little
float?
Bit. Yeah.
I didn't need a life jacket. Yeah. He wasn't wearing a life jacket.
Well, obviously, a life jacket, that's just called floating.
That's like 8 or 9 miles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's not 500. Swim 500 miles.
I would swim 500 more. You got a quick one, Craig?
Well, if the Daily Mail is to be believed, a drug policy expert, Neil Woods, said he's come across a few pieces of evidence that suggest cocaine dealers in his country are attempting to sell ethically sourced cocaine.
I love hiking through the Neil Woods.
Man.
They're trying to sell ethically sourced cocaine, sourced from environmentally responsible farms staffed with well-paid employees.
So they're going. So this is we're going to make cocaine legal. That'd be kind of
well. This is a guy in England. This is a guy in Britain who says that apparently people are trying to sell this.
So we have conscientious cokeheads out there. Right.
Yeah. Now then, he said that a couple years ago, for a gram of blow, it was about $125, and that's in Britain. But now, for this.
About 100. We used to buy grams.
And this is Britain.
I know.
But this new cocaine, this ethically sourced cocaine, they say, is being sold for about $275 a gram.
Oh, see, there was a time in Arizona where you could get a teener for about $6.
Yeah.
Not ethically sourced.
There's no way.
Exactly. Right. So I didn't know that was a thing. Ethically sourced cocaine now.
No.
Apparently they're trying to pimp that.
I'll probably go for the $6 teener. Or maybe just quit entirely.
You're going to have to get the DeLorean to find the $6 teener.
Yeah, lick a toe, don't do cocaine, kids. Dr. Mina might second that.
Oh, apparently tomorrow we're going to be talking about licking tarantulas.
Oh,
that's worse.
Yeah, that's kind of gross, man. You know.
Let's smoke it instead.
And you're never going to find a tarantula's ass. You keep turning it around, and where's the ass?
Yeah, but if you smoked a tarantula, it'd smell like burnt hair.
Yeah.
That
would just permeate the room.
Greg Peters joined us today. It's on the podcast. Greg's funny, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian buddy J.R. Brow is going to join us tomorrow.
TNTRadioEmpire.com, by the way, for our tickets to the big live event we got happening in September. Check it out. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Get the damn vaccine.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.